Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Okay, we're all set to go here. I think I'm ready. Buzz, why don't you... We'll get started with you, and we'll see what happens here. So good luck with this. Step right up here.
Please be careful.
A little closer.
Right.
Closer.
Okay, I'm here.
That might be too close.
Here we go.
That's good. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You missed a spot. There you go.
You know, Mike, I don't want to be too forward, but you've got a nice touch.
That's the delicate hands, Rob.
Easy. Looking good.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Nice job.
What about that?
Hey, careful.
Better. Okay.
That's me.
It was a good actor.
He's a good actor, isn't he?
Really good. It's like,
hey, careful.
It's like doing it with William Hurt.
God. Get the Oscar ready for you. All right. Not the Oscar, this Oscar. Oscar, come on over here. We got to do you next here.
Let me unbuckle my belt.
I guess there's no need for that. Thank you. Yeah, I guess no need to.
Perhaps next week.
Take a seat. Thank you. And Rob, you're next, please.
Thank you. You know, Mike, I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
All right, here we go.
All right. Hold on. What if I adjust? Hold on.
Jesus.
Let me put my foot on the table.
I charged the battery.
Does that help?
Hold on.
Got to get that
God
tree.
Damn it. What's wrong, Rob?
I kind of like that. That's nice.
Try that.
You know, Mike,
it's not working.
I've never had this problem before.
Wow.
Hold on.
Better.
I'm dripping wet.
You're dripping wet.
I can't do this.
I think we all are.
Rob, sit back down. It's not working. Hold
Another
on.
Time?
Now I'm going to work on myself.
Nice try.
All right.
I, for one, never knew Mike was double jointed.
Okay, there we go.
Making quite a mess.
Ow.
Oh,
taint.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I had a pronunciation.
A lot of people say that.
But that's
so
ironic.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it Ronick or Ronick?
It's Ronick, speaking of ironic.
Oh, really? It's not Mark Ronick.
Yeah, it's Ronick.
Ronick. All right. And
yes, got it.
You know, it just seems like it was an hour ago where you were sitting in that chair and I attacked you with reckless abandon. I went for your jugular. I was ready to just throw you out of my home. I said, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And suddenly, with that said, this young man, this man just took over our business.
Can you please do the speech in the Wayne Newton voice, because it's sounding a lot like Wayne.
Let me tell you something. The pounding that this man has taken, the beating this guy took, and what did he did? Now I'm appearing for a short time at the Sands, and I just wanted to say the beating he's taking and now what he's doing for us, it's just absolutely amazing. I thank you. I know that all of us thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Mark, for the great job you're doing.
Have you had the chicken, Wayne?
I tell you something. I've determined, though, that he's not a fan of his nickname.
Really?
But I'll tell you something, Mark. When you go out into client land, the clients are going to love the fact that we call you Spaz. They're going to dig that. It's going to be your identifier.
You'll
because
see.
You're not. You know what? It's just like, let me tell you something. It's why my good friend Mike O'Mara called his band Crap.
Why is that?
It's all about diminished expectations. If you call your band crap, then people say, you don't sound like crap. Exactly. You look at them and say, exactly. Right. So you go to a prospective client, Mark, and you say, hey, the client says, you're not a spaz. You said exactly, and you see how it all works.
That makes a lot of sense.
But anyway, that's enough of you.
Ironic.
Yes, Rob.
I lost 80 pounds eating only Caesar salads.
Congratulations, Wayne.
I learned martial arts because I wanted to kill my brother.
Oh, your brother Jerry Newton?
My brother Jerry Newton. I wanted to kick my brother's ass.
And Johnny Carson.
Johnny made a feminine joke about me and Liberace.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I said, listen, you better stop that right now, or I'm going to come back here and knock you on your ass.
Yeah.
He did a lot of that.
Tough yeah. guy.
Tough guy Newton.
Yeah. You know what? Wayne was really tough after the people died, too. After Johnny died, he got exponentially tougher.
Wayne Newton. All right, before we talk about our gardening, this was spurred on by a conversation I had with my lovely wife, who happens to be younger than anyone in this room. Uh-huh. And, how old are you, Mark?
I am 36.
Ah, okay. Wow. So, yes. And you are, Oscar?
They 31. Grow up so fast.
Yeah, so Carlo's the youngest one. And I was having a discussion about gardening. We'll get to that in a second because this has not been an issue that's settled. Mm-hmm. And it started yesterday when both Buzz and Oscar were talking about their gardens.
We revealed.
And how they... Ugh.
Yeah, I like xeroscaping.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. We're going to talk about that.
You crave resolution.
We're going to talk about that, Nancy. All right, in just a second. Just a theory I have. There's because there's some women out there that... might not agree with your theory.
Really?
Yeah.
Oscar says no.
I wanted to, I really just was about to attack him, but I figured,
yeah. No, that's okay, because you know you're going to be attacking when you do that. That's fine, though. Bring it!
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so got to do this discussion. You know, it's funny, I wanted to talk about this today. I promoted this today on the website. However, now that we're here,
you're uncomfortable.
I feel hinky.
Itchy.
Carla says to me last night, we're having a discussion about that, about the whole shaving thing, and she's like, ew, no. She thinks it's chickish. She thinks it is chickish.
Manscaping is
for manscaping.
Chickish.
However, I will tell you that I'm getting more guys that are coming to me via the Facebook that are saying, I do it because my wife won't go down there or be anywhere near there unless it's it's manscaped.
I saw some stuff when I went into my message box on on Facebook, and it's got sort of like that same flavor, if you'll pardon the phrase, of when people want to talk about vasectomies.
Yeah. Right.
People are dying to talk about this. I got a message from a guy, 3 paragraphs on why Lost is the greatest television show in the past 10 years, and then total left turn. He says, and by the way, I trim because it makes it less itchy. Imagine that. Love the podcast. Signed, Dick.
All right, listen, in the room today, we got our sales guy, Mark, who's sitting here. We got Buzz Burbank. Right. We got Oscar Santana. We know we're... Now, Oscar, you are talking about... You're a smooth operator in totality. Is that what you were saying yesterday, or are you? I'm suddenly losing my mind.
No.
All
right.
No.
Oscar is playing.
No, Eric Bickle. Thank you very much.
What Oscar's doing, Mike? He's playing on a clay court.
Really?
As opposed to a grass court.
So nothing.
I've got nothing. Yes.
That's so gross.
That might be gross to you, but I think really.
When did you start doing this?
We're sitting in a room here, probably in college. You're sitting in a
room. So there is the possibility of having something.
But
there.
Let me explore this. And before I shut it down, look, to me, we're talking different generations almost here.
Yeah,
I mean, I am
exactly.
Almost. Well, no, I mean, I don't think I could be Oscar's father yet. Maybe, but close. Older brother. Okay, maybe I could be his father.
Well, you could never be a doctor, but you could be his father.
But the thing is, obviously you did this.
Yes.
Because it was your feeling that this is what the women...
This was by request.
This is what women preferred, and nothing in your history since then has shown you anything different.
It was the all-request hour at West Virginia University.
WVU.
Yeah, WWVU.
The Mountaineer women wanted to see...
I remember, because I thought about this last night. My girlfriend,
to WVU.
Yeah, it was my junior year.
Wow. That
explains the accent.
And what? She just basically referenced it.
Really?
Because I was just messing... When you're young, you're a pig. You will ask a billion questions for a billion things. And then it's really what will they say yes to?
Right.
So I was like, look, I'm not really... I really would love to see what you look like down there without anything there.
Oh, so this was your request?
Yeah, because at that point, the turn was happening in Playboy.
Right.
Right.
Where you were just getting zero escape.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So I said, look, I know this might not be your thing, uh-huh. but let's just see what works out here.
Right, right.
So she said, look, if I'm going to do it, you should do it too. And I said, well, that's no problem. Let's just get it done.
And did you do it together?
No.
Oh, you didn't do it together. No. Yeah, because there's nothing nice about that.
But I will say that since I've done that, I really haven't had any complaints.
What do you do in the shower?
I there's a two-prong move, if you will.
Okay.
That sounds painful.
I'm ready to hear about
that. One is, if you really, really,
share it
really
with
want
us.
To
share
get
with
into
us,
it.
Oscar.
I grab my razor. My Moxley razor.
Firmly.
God, this is so horrible.
But I can see the downloads going up.
Not the only thing.
That's right.
I do the straddle position over the bowl.
Okay, that's all I need.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. What was that noise? I do that.
That's so gross.
I do that because it's less cleanup.
Right?
No fuss, no muss.
No, I mean, you know, if I was going to do it, I'd do it the same way.
TMOS Classic.
Buzz, you're older than anybody in this room, but you're young at heart. So you don't go the full. You just maintain.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Now, would it be daily, weekly?
Daily. Who wants stubble? You know, that's not going to be a pleasant thing.
So, but you don't go down to the clay court.
No.
But you do maintain every day.
Yes, I do.
I hate to ask this question.
But you have, because I'm curious too. I'm a wide-eyed child when it comes to this.
Is it all about length of grass, but do you also shape the court?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Oh, God.
Does it look like perhaps a silhouette of anything?
Would you like me to just come out
no.
and say, I mean, I will make it broadcast friendly, but would you like
go ahead.
Me to spell it out? Twig and berries shaved. Okay. Above that, clearly I'm a grown man.
Everybody lives on my block.
Well, you really
I'm
going
to throw up.
I mean, am I wrong? You really shouldn't have to shave the twig.
you got a part of the twig,
right?
Well, listen,
I hope there's nothing wrong with you, Otis.
No.
You know, because it does kind of creep on the twig a little bit.
But I'm not. I'm talking about.
Incidentally, would they have back at the old radio station? Would they have pulled the plug on this already?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's ridiculous.
Rob, you can't give advice. Literally, look. I don't want to know.
Thank you.
But I could picture Rob getting out of the shower, putting his boxers on, and looking like I said yesterday. He's got Carrot Top poking out of his belt loop.
Right. Granted, it's fine.
Rob Spiewak getting out of the shower.
You groom your toenails, you groom your hair, and you groom everything in between. It doesn't make sense to me to ignore any particular area of your body. Furthermore, and let me add that if you trim properly, you actually look bigger.
Do you have chest hair?
Not currently, no.
Okay, you shave your chest as well.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You shave your chest?
I do.
I've had my chest waxed in the past.
When you
But now I'm at a point in my life where I've got chest hair. I just shape it.
But you don't have.
I've done that. Too.
Oh yes. My God! You don't have a lot of chest hair though, because Rob and I also.
Do you want to see?
I don't have a lot.
Come
on!
I'm just so excited to get naked. You put on these Oscar.
I don't want to see.
Every day,
see what I got.
All right, show me your chest hair.
Oh, this is every day. He comes in with his.
Mark, where do you weigh in on this? Where are you on this discussion? You're a family man in his mid-30s. How many kids you got? One, two.
This is nice, Mike. Look, there's a show for you.
Okay, he's got a hairy chest. Put it away. He's got a hairy chest. I'm really uptight about this.
Not as hairy as you.
You know, when I paid the bet with Don and I had to go to that club, that gay club down there.
Oh,
do you remember
vest?
my body language there?
I do.
Yes. And I really fancied myself a non-homophobe, but I went into a fetal ball when I was paying off that bet.
I think it had a lot to do with the young men showering on stage.
It was so gross. Mark, where are you on this? You seem to be a single, successful guy. No, you're a married man.
I'm a married guy.
All right, how long have you been married?
I've been married almost 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. So you got married as a pup.
I did.
Okay, so now you've got...
Mike.
He had to. How many children do you have?
I have one.
You have one, and what do you? Well, married 10 years, I might have a theory. What is your? What you know? You're in that Oscar age group.
I am. You know, I actually do trim a bit.
Oh God!
You're
in the minority. It's 3-2, Rob.
It is. But you know what? Hanging strong, Mike.
I'm wondering two things. First, from Buzz.
You sit down.
When you said the twig and the berries, and Oscar, actually, you could answer this as well.
Yes.
Like. I don't understand how you can actually shave the berries.
Oh, you have to sometimes.
Like, I find that painful.
Well, it takes some flexibility.
They make they make products.
I would be terrified of that. Well, I would be very terrified of that.
I've had a very bad experience. Well, not a bad experience, but a harried experience doing that.
Well, I remember hearing about that because you didn't like open a vein or something like that. So disgusting. I'm so gross. I'm facilitating this conversation.
I'm going to type something up and I'm going to show it to everybody here. And I'll say this is why I primarily do it.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to type it up.
All right. 2 seconds. This is not what we could put this on the radio.
No chance.
Use a large font.
But to answer your question about shaving the berries, if you were to paint a piece of wrinkled fabric, you would want to stretch it before you paint it.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
Now,
that's quite enough.
You have gone too far.
You have gone too far. Now, is that, first of all, is that what women want in a guy?
My wife does.
She does. Yes, and Oscar's girlfriend does.
If I want a girl to do this makes it more pleasant for them.
Yeah. Is it sexual harassment if I ask a girl for her opinion of this?
This might be awkward. I'll let you decide.
It's awkward, right? He's writing something. Okay. All right.
Okay. I mean, I'm just being
wrong. And I actually don't enjoy that. And I don't like that.
I love
that. I don't like that.
I'm not a big fan either.
Girl, we have to get, how old is girl?
Put that away.
She's 20.
20? Oh, that's too young.
Yeah.
No, we'll wait till she's 21. Stay in the kitchen. Stay in the kitchen.
Well, she's over.
But you know that there are people that go, no, let her come in
Stay
here.
Stay in the kitchen
and
don't read Oscar's laptop.
That's right.
Some listeners were requesting.
I will be the bad guy here. And let me handle this.
Please. Okay. All right.
Girl, get in here. If you don't mind.
Is that what women prefer? In the modern
it depends on the woman. I don't think you can generalize.
Carrie prefers that I just leave her alone.
All right. All right.
At all times.
She would have come in here by now. She's not. That's fine.
Oh,
that's
no.
Fine.
She's here.
Oh, she's here. All right. Very quickly, because I said this to Carl. I said I was maybe going to ask Girl, our intern, about this, because I look at Girl very much like I look at one of my daughters. And
that's where we differ.
This is how creeped out I was. Yeah, well, that's good for you. You're in a different demographic. But Girl, all right, speaking for, no pressure, speaking for young women across America, do they prefer on men that area to be, tended like you would tend a golf course,
I think it should be clean and upkept.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you have it.
Very good.
Can I ask her if she likes to do this?
No,
you cannot. What is the matter with you?
Pervert.
Buzz, do you...
However, when I was your age, I was there.
Buzz, I find
still am, actually.
I find myself getting a little obsessive over it when I'm doing that, when I'm trimming. Like, it becomes...
You go too far.
Do you ever send like 30 emails to your boss?
I do all the time.
Thank you, Rob. To advertise on the Michael O'Mara Show, contact Mark Ronick.
He'll cut you a deal.
Yeah, he is slashing prices right now.
So, what did your fair lady say?
She said no way.
Yeah. Really?
She said no way. Huh. She says it. It to me is. I think the word that was used was chickish. She feels
probably.
That's chicken. I actually said, would you like me
She likes her bear.
That is just not nice.
Some women like hairy chest. They like that.
Come here,
Carla.
Mike's coming down for breakfast.
Now, did she think?
Look at that. Nothing trimmed on me. I got a big long hair sticking out of my ear. Take a look at this. Hey, you want to see my eyebrow? Look at this. I got a big eyebrow here.
Grooming in general, chickish or completely shaved?
Yeah,
chickish.
Buzz, because that's why I don't wipe myself and I don't shower.
No, I meant down there. Grooming down there, chickish?
Yes.
It is chickish.
Or complete removal.
She feels that men who have to tend to that area are that it's chick-like. And Carla is very, very, again, for example, Carla's turned off by those guys on Jersey Shore. She thinks they're disgusting. Right. She thinks they're womanly.
Many women are turned off
by
that.
And you know what? I have always, I've always said, beware of the dandy. I don't like dandy guys, okay? I'm going to give you, and this doesn't apply to trimming down there. This applies to men across the board. Mm-hmm. I can tell you the type of guys that I find the little prima donnas that are chickish,
Let me adjust my scarf.
Jimmy Johnson, for example.
All right.
Jimmy Johnson looks like a guy on the NFL Today show. Yeah. When he's on that NFL show, it looks to me like he gets up seriously at 4 o'clock in the morning to coif his little hairdo, that he gets his hair done.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a dandy like that. Ryan Seacrest, another one.
Oh, yeah.
Just get that hair, the way he talks about that, it's chickish. And I understand we are in the era of metrosexuals, but
are we?
Are
we, Mike?
We are all so different on this show. We truly are.
But what rubs you the wrong way about that?
I mean, those guys you just mentioned are very successful.
You get
in a shower. You put underarm deodorant on. You shave. You brush your teeth. You put your deodorant on. You go out and you're done. You don't sit there and preen like some peacock because it's just not manly.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. I spend time like doing my hair, making it look good if I'm going out on a Friday night or something like that. And I like to shave and I like to shower and I like to be clean. I'm a very clean guy.
That's important.
I do not like to go a day without a shower. Believe it or not, I don't.
What?
All guys do on the weekend, but I don't like to.
Right.
You know, the fact is, but these guys, I'm trying to think of other dandies that just...
Josh Duhamel.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's always dandied
up. But you guys are mentioning guys that are successful, and they're doing things with... They're big things with their lives.
That doesn't matter. But
and
there are also handsome. Guys...
Show me a pretty guy that sucks at life.
Alan Leinwand.
The Jersey Shore guys that would give you that.
But also you get a guy like a Russell Crowe, who I don't think gives a rat's ass. I think he's a man's man, and I like going to see his movies, and I like
Gun
those guys.
Gun to your head.
What's, yeah?
Ryan Seacrest or Russell Crowe? Who do you make out with?
Oh, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
I mean, who would you rather make out with?
Neither. No, I can't.
Gun to your head, Mike.
Gun to my head.
Yes.
I have to make a choice?
Yes.
All right, I probably have to go with Seacrest.
Thank you.
You know why?
You suck. You suck, and I was completely honest there.
Yeah, but you know what?
Thank you for being honest.
What has happened to this show today?
I agree with you.
Thank you, no.
Thank you, Rob.
He looks cleaner, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Why
because Russell Crowe, I would think, would probably have that, you know, Foster's lager beer.
Yeah,
beer
and besides, he's a foreigner.
You know.
You don't want
But him. I like my guys to be less worried about that kind of stuff. You know, I
and
really
who
do.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I
who
like
doesn't
guys.
Like their guys?
All right, I'm stopping.
I think this went well.
TMOS Classic.
So that was the only thing I did where I went out of doors. I think we went out. We did a little gross. We went out of doors and did a grocery run.
The majority of the weekend was spent in of doors.
And went to the Giant food store.
Wonderful.
And thank God they had my Fiber One bread.
That is fortunate.
Thank God they have my Fiber One. This is the greatest bread for the calories. This is the greatest bread made in the world.
Was the bread aisle decimated?
The bread aisle. Let me tell you. Here's the thing. The more I have plunged into poverty, the more I'm mining my pennies.
Take the plunge.
The
Mike.
More homes I am, the more meals I'm eating at home.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Sure.
Or homes I'm eating at meal.
And you're comparison shopping. I guess.
I'm comparison shopping, but right. also. I'm becoming very attached to certain grocery items.
Of course.
More so than I ever have been before.
Because you're paying attention.
And I don't think this has anything to do with the financial reasons, but it really is. It's more diet reasons.
You're paying attention.
And this Fiber One bread is the only white bread, like the old-fashioned white bread.
Has to be
akin
white.
To like
bad
Wonder Bread.
Bad for you Wonder Bread, but okay. thicker. Uh-huh. Like almost like fresh baked bread.
Nice. Fluffy.
And this stuff, nice. I swear to God. But of course,
what?
Because it's good and because I love it and because I
knowing.
Can't get enough of it. They never have the crap.
They're out of it.
They never have it because grocery stores, you know what grocery stores have? They have their generic crap bread and their generic crap milk. That's what they have lots of.
Right.
And I've realized
well,
this.
You know, Mike, I used to work the bread aisle. I used to work the milk aisle.
Don't you find that grocery stores, because you've worked at one.
Right.
They stock what they make.
Yeah.
Their generic products.
We never run out of the Safeway brand.
The other stuff, though, the good stuff that might be brand name.
Perhaps Dairyland brand milk. We don't get so much of that in.
They don't do it,
no,
do
they don't. You know, we want out of Wonder Bread, but never Safeway brand.
Exactly.
Bread.
Yes. Exactly.
Let me ask this about the bread game, if you will.
Okay.
I always wondered when the person packing your groceries puts the bread in a different bag, you're like, oh, it'll be safe. But when you always get home, it's always half the size it was
mashed.
When you have to put it
yeah,
in the
yeah,
bag.
Yeah,
that's in your hands, Oscar.
Why couldn't...
You mishandled it.
Why wouldn't there be a
Rob's
way...
Rob's putting his faith in the cashier.
Right. Why wouldn't there be a better way to actually pack that bread?
In
I feel
days
like,
of old.
Okay.
In days of old, when the part-time food clerks had to deal with the bags of paper, there was a great way.
Okay.
Because it would go on top. And if you properly bagged and made your sides with
yeah, but
boxes,
how many people took pride in their work like you?
I was an excellent bagger.
I know you were. And I know you would probably bag beautifully.
But the plastic bag is made simply for two reasons. Convenience for the customer, and also it's cheap. They are cheap as S.
Right.
And so...
Cheap to destroy the environment.
And right. So, and because of that, you pick it up, and it pulls the bread in.
Imagine.
There's really no good way to get your bread home. I'm
well, I love it. It's Fiber One bread, and that was like the only time we went out, and then we came back, and we were so squirrely... we were so very, very squirrely. I'm finally leading into this that the mind. Oh boy!
Completely sober.
Sober's a judge.
Just spit it out, Mike.
First thing in the morning.
This is Sunday morning now.
Listen.
Listen.
When you're in the house for as much time as Carl and I were, you just start to get goofy.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
you
just, I'm with you.
Or you fight.
You amuse, like, or you fight, and yeah. We didn't fight.
Oh,
we
that's
didn't
good.
We definitely chirped at each other a few times. There, but it wasn't a fight by any, you know, certainly not our, on our scale of fights. Uh-huh. You know, our scale of fights are like, F you! F you! That's what it sounds like. We didn't even come close to that.
Oh, that's good.
Because we laughed every time it got to that point because we realized we were going insane.
Genuine laughter or like...
No, really like the kind of laughter, like pot laughter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm high laughter.
I've read about it.
Because you're so goofy. I'm still goofy. I still look goofy. I still look like... I feel weird after the weekend, but before I went out, yeah. Sunday, before we went out to the grocery store, because of the cabin fever, I'm blaming it on that, I got squirrely and I did something terrible.
What?
Terrible?
I did something. Oscar knows what it is.
What did you do?
Because I called Oscar and I told him what
no,
I had done.
Now, terrible is a strong word.
Well,
I would
not
say,
terrible. It's just something, it's not appropriate for me. It's going to gross people out. It's disgusting.
Let me
it's
say this. I would say terrible would indicate that it's not only bad, but it's bad for other people.
This will be bad for everybody.
Mm. Oh, so then maybe
this
it is
bad
terrible.
For me even to tell
no
the story
one will think
because
this
I'm that embarrassed. If I'm not blushing, I should be.
All right, get ready, America.
Yes, yes, Oscar.
Made my Sunday.
I'll bet. Wow, let's hear it then.
All right. I got up before I got in the shower. Uh-huh. I remember what Oscar had said about squatting over the toilet and shaving, and I decided I'd do a trim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mike.
And I did a trim, but unfortunately, the trim didn't work out that well.
What went wrong?
So,
exactly. Now, does this have to do
I'm
with the
I'm here to tell you, I took it all off!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh,
I took it off! Oh, no!
I'm going to be going
now. I took it all off, every bit of it.
Does it have anything to do with the snowblower, Mike? Did you use the snowblower at all?
I am so uncomfortable today, it's not even funny.
Itching, perhaps?
And I looked at it, and a man with this size stomach does not need to have that look down there.
Wow.
It's like I'm ready for surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Doesn't look like, and there's nothing good about it.
Looks like Jack Weston is getting his appendix out.
Now, did you use clippers?
I used everything. I used clippers. I used everything, you know.
At what point did Mrs. O'Mara recoil in horror?
Oh,
she didn't, like, walk in on you, did she?
No, but she was like,
what are you doing in there,
she
honey?
Was quietly amused. She
did
was quietly
she know,
amused.
When you went in to do this,
yeah.
Did she know what was going on?
She heard this. That's what she heard from the
back. Well, welcome to the club.
She heard that. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was going in for a, and Jesus, incidentally, for you two guys that we're talking about, that you Buzz and you Oscar,
right.
Thanks for the effing warning.
About
what?
Thanks for the warning that as soon as I would start it, I would go, okay, just a little bit here, there we go. Right away.
Well, what did you think might happen?
I didn't know that it would, I didn't know that the end of my Norelco.
Uh-huh.
Would
hold on,
would,
are you talking would, about an appliance or a body part?
I'm talking about the
my Norelco.
No. I took a pass and I just didn't have the coordination.
I think we're moving too fast.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
And you know, I don't relish this topic. As a matter of fact, I'm a little I'm off put right now.
Well, let me play a little romantic music for you then.
If you will.
This helps the vision of you squatting over the toilet.
Thank you.
If you will. Your battle plan.
Yeah, did you have
okay,
is
here's
like
the
a
problem.
Beard trimmer? Was there a guide?
I can answer both your questions.
Did
please.
You use
please
notions?
Do. I can answer this question. The fact is, there wasn't a battle plan.
Problem.
Oh,
well,
this was
problem.
The same kind of spontaneity that guys have like when they're gambling in a casino.
Uh-huh.
Where they, you know, you're sitting there, say you're sitting there at a $5
I've
table.
I've never seen this in a casino.
Suddenly you're sitting at a $5 table, you're at a $5 table all afternoon, and somebody puts a bug up your ass and you decide you're going to put $100 down there. Right in front of you, and just all the money you got to gamble, and you're going to shoot the wad right there. It's the same kind of impulsive, ridiculous. I was bored. And I was so bored that I said to myself, let me just do this and then I'll
give it a shot.
I'll laugh about it and I'll show Carla.
Okay.
Look at my fat tummy and look what's underneath.
Okay, now question is regarding that. You went in without telling Carla?
Yeah. Didn't.
And so she didn't know until it was done.
Spur of the moment. Didn't breathe a word to her about it.
Yeah, you got
to
have a plan.
And then afterwards,
because she said that she doesn't care for that, hasn't she?
She doesn't care for that, but I knew she wouldn't be totally bothered by it. But I mean, I wasn't planning on going.
You weren't planning on going as far as. You
we
did.
Don't normally get this far into the record, Mike. I just wanted to.
This is good stuff. Let's listen.
It's the sound of Carla looking at you. She broke out into fluent French.
Look at that. Let me touch it. It is like a baby. It is like a tiny little baby.
How do you say mushroom?
Then there's no longer the fur coat around the mushroom.
The
oh, God.
All right. So anyway, so I get done. And the reason I call Carla in the first place
is to console you.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
For help. Yes.
I've wounded myself. It's like Beirut down there.
Oh, okay, my. Now hold on.
I should say Afghanistan.
Now we are still.
Beirut's an older reference. We used to say Beirut 80s, for yeah. years.
We yeah. are, again, moving too fast.
Oh, how can we be doing that?
Was there bloodshed?
Yes, immediately.
What? Immediately?
Immediate
okay, then
bloodshed.
Back, go back to the hardware. What are you using?
All right, well, I have my adjustable Norelco trimmer.
That you use for your beard?
Yeah, but I didn't.
Will you use it on your beard again?
I took, no, hell no.
You took the
no.
guard off.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's unsanitary. Yeah, why not? I don't care. It's my
right.
It's my hair.
Right.
Whether it's down there or up here.
Your skin, your hair, all the same.
But you took the guard off.
I took the guard off because I thought that was that a mistake?
That's the first mistake.
Really, you take the guard off?
I mean, you don't look, and I know you haven't mowed your lawn in many moons, but when you did mow your lawn.
Right.
And you probably will again this summer.
Oh, you're really talking about his yard.
Is that how long it's going to take to come back?
Well, no.
Summertime.
No, talking about your lawn.
Your lawn my outside, lawn. Right. Yes.
A comparison.
Lawn. I know, but when you did.
You've met the people that helped me with that.
Met them. He saw them at his family reunion.
All right.
So what were you? Yeah.
When you've got a substantial amount of growth, whether it be on your lawn or the lawn in your front yard, you've got to trim down a layer before you actually go in for the actual mowing.
Well, see, that was my problem. Look, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes. Right.
And I probably should have done that. Yeah. And then. So I went in and where the twig meets the berries,
okay.
I went in seriously like with a machete.
Oh
hold
my.
On, where the twig meets the berries or where the twig meets the ground?
Where the twig meets the twig meets the berries.
Okay. Wow.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. And I came in and I went, yeah.
Oh, dear.
And you know, what you realize is there's a lot of
play.
How shall I say, vascular activity now?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. So, like, tender it's skin. Immediately, you know,
like
immediately I'm
pig.
Looking like my new favorite TV show, Spartacus. So, you know, I was in pain. And then I sort of figured it out, and then I kept at it, but not in such a way that, you know, it's not perfect.
Yeah, you didn't feel sexy.
Has it ever been perfect?
I didn't feel like this matters. This end this experiment, you know, F it.
Yeah.
But the part that's the toughest.
You went from
the
beautification plan to apply pressure.
But hold on. The area that I nicked up first is down where the most difficult area is.
Yes.
Right.
That's the part because where the twig meets the berries is right where that's just, I mean, God, I'm like,
painful.
What is the, how do I have to, what do you have to do to get this out of here?
You leave the, well, I don't know how you heal, but you leave the guard on the trimmer in the first place, and then you move in with the microscreen shaver
after that. Oh, see, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Or you
but
don't
even
fool
that
with
is
God's
dangerous.
Master plan.
No,
you're probably right.
The microscreen is fine.
There's a reason that the, because in the shower, Carla had to throw away her razor.
Oh, dear.
Because I might have tended to it in the shower, too.
Sure.
I might have brought out the, I went, listen,
that
I used the Norelco, I used my electric razor.
And you used prayer.
And I used her, like, regular razor that she uses, like, for her legs and stuff like that.
Right.
I know it's gross. I know it's disgusting.
Really,
no, it's just.
But
I'm so glad.
Up the new.
But you know, it
I'm
seemed
so
to work.
I'm so glad you didn't call me with this on Sunday because it would have ruined my weekend.
I'll tell you what I should have done. What I really should have done is taken the guard, kept that, gone down to the low level,
short.
And then soaped up and taken.
Yes.
But it's not easy because you got. It's not. You know, really, it's like landing a plane in a mountainous area.
Yeah.
You know, you got also the terrain that's is right. not exactly perfect
right.
down there.
You got to proceed with caution.
It was horrible.
And I would know for me.
Why, as a guy,
hard to.
But both of you as men. Jesus Christ. How feminine can you be to take that much time to do that? How often are we talking about
it? I don't like it either. But if it's something that my girl's into,
sure,
it's fine.
All right. If she's into it, how long is it? How many times a week are we talking about?
Remember, I left most of it in place. It's just certain areas that are clean and free of brush
right.
At this point.
Right. Right.
So it, but every day for 2 minutes it takes to just make sure there's no stubble.
You work on your area every day
for 2 minutes.
I do too, but not
or less.
Really?
Yeah, 2 minutes or less, just to clean up the stubble.
God, I mean, I wash it,
right?
But I never shaved it every day.
But
or
again,
trimmed it.
Micro screen. It's quick and clean.
I don't do it
call
as
that
much
client.
If I feel like we're getting to the point of like, and anybody that really thinks about their past and like cartoons,
uh-huh.
If it starts looking like a Monchichi, it's time to take him down.
The Monchichi?
Yeah, they're little furry guys.
You remember Monchichi?
Monchichi. Hey.
Monchichi. Monchichi. Yeah. Monchichi.
Younger. Anyway, so, the guys.
All right, can I ask a question?
Today, and as of last night, uh-huh. I already began feeling the discomfort
of itch.
Based on, yeah, I feel like seriously, there's a porcupine
the
having
regrowth.
Babies down
well,
in my
you
crotch.
See, this brings. I have a situation that's regarding hair, but not hair down there.
Oh. Hair, and, I have more than enough hair.
And
down
here's
there.
The deal: right here at the front of my massively receding hairline, I have a little part that a barber shaved because she said. This has been bothering me for years.
Right.
And so because she shaved this to even off the front of my hair,
yeah.
I can't let it grow out or it's going to look like stubble because it's different length
right.
than the rest of it.
Mike, so you have to keep shaving it?
I'm stuck to every third day or so shaving the front of my head.
Microscreen.
So the thing is, are you going to go through the awkward stage of the grow out?
Yeah, I'm
going to
immediately
you,
do the
are
grow
Are you
out.
Locked into keeping it like
I might
that.
Go the grow out to a certain extent right. and just, you know, but I mean, right now it's just, I don't know. I don't want to get near there down there because I am right. very sensitive.
You have I'll to heal you, first.
And this is a very personal detail that I, you know, shocker, okay. I'm going to reveal to the listening audience.
Okay.
Down the berries.
Yeah.
I'm not a berry guy.
Right.
I don't like the berries messed with at all.
I'm sure everyone in the room will keep that in mind.
There are lots of guys that do like the berries messed with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them. I am terrified. I think it comes from a fear of getting kicked there or
right.
getting a baseball there when I was playing sports. I'm very sensitive.
Okay.
I don't like being, I didn't like having my razor down there. I don't like it. It freaks the hell out of me. And I mean, really, it just freaks me out.
You know, right. there's it a just, lot of difference between a sharp razor and a DBR, Mike.
I know, but I mean, but I'm very, I just don't like. I don't like people messing with that. I like the. I like the working end.
Right.
All right. You well, have I mean, all the fun you want with that working end, but stay away from.
Everybody's
that's just
perverts. Yeah, everybody's different.
Just yeah. because your car has a radio,
no, it's not.
Mike.
I would love that to be a source of activity that I would enjoy.
Just
you know, like my two perverted
radio,
friends here.
Just because your car has a radio doesn't mean you don't want a DVD player if it's available.
The thing is, right now I just. I don't think I'm going anywhere near this. I think
yeah,
I'm
let
just,
it heal.
I'll take a
well,
peek at it.
I don't
it
think
once
anybody
in a while.
Should.
Well, I don't think it has to heal.
There
I think
should,
it healed
well, you
up
said
quicker.
You cut yourself.
Well, I cut myself. Yeah. I haven't even looked at it since yeah. that
how
happened.
How many stitches?
It's fine.
I'm sure it's fine.
It's fine.
Just for your reference point,
yes.
This is what a Monchichi looks like.
Oh, now I understand what a Monchichi is. There you go.
Let me say it for the old school.
So the Monchichi, so you basically, so you don't take the, do you take the razor out?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If I see the growth, which is a thin fur lining, if you will,
oh
we talk
God.
About
oh, God.
Talk about
you're not allowed to be disgusted, Mike, because you brought
I know
this
I brought
out.
This whole yeah. thing.
If I do that, then there's some trimming I need
Monchichi,
to do.
Monchichi, that's going to be your nickname. That is your new nickname. You will be Monchichi to me.
Monchichi, right. Monchichi.
Rob's here, Buzz is here. Where's Monchichi?
The worst part about all this mm-hmm. is the cleanup. Because
yeah.
it gets everywhere.
And there, and
yeah,
I will
look
tell-
like psycho.
No, then I will.
Norman!
I will tell you, that's where you gave the best advice. Because I was very good about that.
Nice.
It went, I mean, that was that, and then the shower, and then maybe a, you know, a little curly shuffle.
Random.
But I mean, other than that, it was fine.
Sure.
But after the experience was horrific. From start to finish, it was a horrible thing. I don't want to ever do it again.
Well, as it grows out, you'll decide what you like and what you don't.
I just don't think it's that important.
I have two words for you, Mike, just to think about.
Yes.
Heart-shaped.
Or maybe just like a little triangle point.
An inverted triangle.
You know, I've always thought that would be kind of cool. But my lady doesn't require it, so I don't require
right.
it.
Never
either.
Mind her. Do it for you.
I don't want to do
this
it
is
for me.
You.
Do it
again.
For you.
Because where the twig meets the berries, that's just...
God almighty.
I know.
You have to have the hands of a surgeon.
That's right.
This is a tough intersection.
And you ladies, especially you ladies that do that down there, I mean, wow.
Well, I think a lot of them hire it out, don't they?
Yeah, they got to get assistance. It's called a Brazilian.
Right.
Well, that's true. But anything down there, I think I have newfound respect for the ladies that do all that shaving. I think
it's
fantastic.
You just solved your problem, Mike.
Yes, get someone to do it for me.
Rip it off.
Oh, yeah, my ass.
Exactly.
You know what? A moment of pain for a lifetime of beauty.
All right, well, continuing. Thank you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.